Word for word, ya. Any person who? To. But. Iha. In this world. Va. Or. Adya imati. Proud because of wealth. Ahankriti. Egotistic. Tiryak prakshanaha, whose vision is crooked, sarvata abhivishanki, always fearful of being cheated by others, even by superiors, artavyaya, nasha chintaya, by the thought of expenditure and loss. Parishushyamana, dried up. Hridayavadana, his heart and face. Nirvritim, happiness. Anavagata, not obtaining. Graha, a ghost. Iva, like. Artham, wealth. Abhirakshati, protects. Sa, he. Cha, also. Api, indeed. Pretya, after dying. Tat, of those riches. Utpadana, of the earning. Utkarshana, increasing. Samrakshana, protecting. Shamalagraha, accepting the sinful activities. Suchimukhe, named Suchimukha. Narate, in the hell. nipatati falls down, yatra where, ham indeed, vitagraham as a money-grabbing ghost, papa purusham very sinful man, dharmaraja purusham the commanding man of Yamaraj, Vayaka Iva, like expert weavers, Sarvata, all over, Angesho, on the limbs of the body, Sutrai, by threads, Parivayanti, stitch. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Silencio Bhaktivedanta Sanat Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. One who in this world or this life is very proud of his wealth, always thinks, I'm so rich, who can equal me? His vision is twisted and is always afraid that someone will take his wealth. Indeed, even suspects his superiors. His face and heart dry up at the thought of losing his wealth, and therefore he always looks like a wretched fiend. He's not in any way able to obtain actual happiness, and he does not know what it is to be free from anxiety. Because of the sinful things he does to earn money, augment his wealth, and protect it, he's put into the hell called Suchimukha, where the officials of Yamaraj punish him by stitching thread through his entire body like weavers manufacturing cloth. Purport. When one possesses more wealth than necessary, he certainly becomes very proud. This is the situation of man in modern civilization. According to the Vedic culture, Brahmanas do not possess anything, whereas Kshatriyas possess riches, but only for performing sacrifices and other noble activities as prescribed in the Vedic scriptures. The Vaishya also earns money honestly through agriculture, crop protection, and some trade. If a Shudra gets money, however, he spends it lavishly, without discrimination, or simply accumulates it for the purpose. Because in this age there are no qualified Brahmanas, Kshatriyas or Vaishyas, almost everyone is a Shudra. Kola Shudra Sambhavaha. Therefore the Shudra mentality is causing great harm to modern civilization. A Shudra does not know how to use money to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. Money is also called Lakshmi, and Lakshmi is always engaged in the service of Narayan. Wherever there is money, it must be engaged in the service of Lord Narayana. Everyone should use his money to spread the great transcendental movement of Krishna consciousness. If one does not spend money for this purpose, but accumulates more than necessary, he will certainly become proud of the money he illegally possesses. The money actually belongs to Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaranyajitapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. I'm the true enjoyer of sacrifices and penances. And I'm the owner of all the planets. Therefore nothing belongs to anyone but Krishna. One who possesses more money than he needs should spend it for Krishna. Unless one does so, he will become puffed up because of his false possessions. And therefore he will be punished in the next life as described herein. Om Ajnanati Nidanda Syajnana Nidana Salakaya Chatsuram Nalitam Yanam Dasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manavisnam Snapitanya Nabhutale Sayam Rupakamayam Dulati Sabanam Nidam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudha Padatavaram Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sirupam Sagaratam Sagaradaratam Vitantam Sadivam Sadraitam Sararutam Parijana Chaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Siradha Krishna Padam Sagaradaratam Sri Vishadam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Govinda Ganta Radha Ganta Namastute Tat Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Panitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Jani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this chapter Shukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj about the hellish planets. So certainly the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to elevate the conditioned living entity to the perfect stage of being fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. But it is a very gradual process, and so the sadhakas, those who have the good fortune of coming in contact with the representative of the Lord, the spiritual master, so they are able to gradually advance in spiritual life. So in these verses here, it is explained about the persons who may have some definitely knowledge, but despite of that they are still not able to fully surrender to the Lord. So first of all, the persons who are not at all accepting the Supreme Lord or the Vedic literatures and simply engaged in working in this world for their sense gratification. Of course, many times some purpose of life is there, but the actual purpose of life is not known to the general mass of the people in this world. But some who are a little more fortunate, they come in contact with the representative of the Lord and then also with the scriptures which are given by the representative of the Lord, or even by the Lord Himself, like the Bhagavad Gita. So in there is a process given by which the living entity in the human form of life can progress slowly but surely. And first of all, there is always the sambandhakyan there, the knowledge given about the actual position of the living entity, that he's an eternal servant of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that he is different from his material body, that his spirit, soul, spiritual living entity, having an eternal form by nature, full of bliss and knowledge. So first this knowledge has to be received. Even you may say in the Christian religion or Muslim religion, or representatives, they have given some information to the conditioned souls, so they may understand their position and they may gradually progress in their lives. So, and these forms of religion, like even from Jesus Christ or Muhammad, and even in the Vedic literatures, the different religious principles are given for different persons according to time, place and circumstances, so they may gradually become elevated. And they are known as, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his book Jaina Dharma, they are known as Naimittika Dharma. So Naimittika means actually occasional. So they are having some knowledge of that we should worship the Lord, or that we should follow religion or religious principles. But they're not fixed. They don't have the clear understanding and they're not fixed in their dedication to the process of religion, or ultimately surrendering or taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. So that is known as Naimittika Dharma. It is temporary and is occasional, whereas ultimately the living entity has to come to the platform of of Nitya Dharma, or Sanatana Dharma, or Parodharma, the transcendental platform, and where then the living entity is practically surrendering or taking shelter of Krishna, serving Krishna. And that is the actual situation of the living entity. Jiva Dharma, Jivka Dharma, the religion for the living entity, that is to serve Krishna. Jivere Sopoi, Krishnere Nityadas, that is the natural position of the living entity. That is the eternal servant of Krishna. So serva means he's serving, the Supreme Lord is serving Krishna. So ultimately, so we have to come to this platform. And then as Rupa Goswami has mentioned, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmanavritam Anukulina Krishna Nushiranam Bhaktir Uttamam, that we should come to the platform of Uttam Bhakti, of pure devotional service. And so that is Krishna Nushiranam. Anushiranam, following actually what Krishna wants. So one may ask, well, so how do we know that what Krishna wants? So therefore the Vedic literatures are there, or the representative of Krishna, the pure devotee, the spiritual master, the Vaishnavas. So they know what Krishna wants, and then they can guide the sadhakas who are practicing this devotional service. And then they can become more and more elevated. But first the knowledge has to be there, jnana, and then by practicing we can actually realize the subject matter. We can realize the form of the Lord. We can realize our own spiritual nature, and then our relationship with Krishna, our actual relationship, eternal relationship with Krishna, in a personal exchange. So the first step is Sambandhagyan, and throughout the Vedic literatures we can see, like the Srimad Bhagavatam is there, and it is dealing with these three subject matters. First, Sambandhagyan, knowing the actual situation of the Supreme Lord and the living entity and the exchange. And then the second is Abhideya, that is performing the devotional activities for the pleasure of the Lord under the direction of the spiritual master. And then the third is known as Prayojan Gyan or Tattva. So that is the platform of Uttam Bhakti, of pure devotional service. When one is firmly fixed on the transcendental platform. So we have to see that we can gradually become elevated, step by step. So we may achieve a perfection of practical realization of Krishna's wonderful transcendental form, and our own transcendental form, and our loving relationship with Krishna. So those who are fortunate, so they will take up to this process of spiritual life, and so they will try to dedicate themselves more and more. And so then here in these descriptions of the fifth canto, and especially in this chapter here, so the hellish planets are mentioned. So that is definitely for those devotees, or those who are practicing, who are not yet able to come to the higher platform of pure devotional service, or even the intermediate platform, who are weak in their determination, in their practices. So it is for them a warning that what will happen if one is not following strictly the process of devotional service. So it is very scary, actually, if you read this this description. And therefore, in the beginning, some fear is needed so that the devotee is able to give up the sense qualification, the attachment to this material world, to this material body, and then he can take shelter of Krishna. But so specifically in this world, so it is very much for those who are materialistic. But as devotees also we should consider these points, and especially for householders and who are then making money, and so they should take these words very seriously, of which are explained here. And so then especially those, as we can see in India, you can ask almost any person in India, Bharatvarsha, if there is God, and 50% at least they will say, yes, there is God. And so they believe in God, and Krishna or Ramchandra or Vishnu, or maybe the demigods also, Shiva or Ganesh or Lord Brahma or Durga Devi, and they will devote some of their time, some of their energy, some of their money also in the service of the Lord or the demigods. But it is only a kind of lip service. So because the main purpose of their life is sense gratification. So therefore Rupa Goswami has explained, Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma navritam. So that the devotee should do as Krishna wants, giving up all other desires, karma. So not that I will work and then I will get the result of my work and then I will enjoy. So, no, we should perform our activities, but then the result should be given to Krishna, or at least some of it. But nowadays, mostly Bharatvarsha or in India, so they will just give a little service to the Supreme Lord, and the majority they keep for themselves. So then it becomes karma yoga, so connecting to the Lord, but working, but only giving a little bit to the Supreme Lord. And then those who are a little more advanced in knowledge, so they will understand that we should give up sense gratification and we should cultivate knowledge. So they may do that, but that is not sufficient. Then we have to come to the platform of bhakti yoga, that we have to try to give up sense gratification and do everything for Krishna satisfaction. Krishnendriya priti. For Krishna indriya, for the senses of Krishna, we should do everything with love and devotion. And then automatically we can be satisfied. But in a conditioned state, it is not always easy to be free from the modes of material nature, from the external energy, from the influence of the material mind. And so therefore then the progress is slow, and the difficulties may be there too. And here it is mentioned in this verse that one who is thinking that I'm so rich, who can equal me? So his vision is twisted, so he doesn't have the proper vision. And then he's always afraid that someone will take his wealth. So in Prabhupada is explaining the purport from the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is saying, Bhaktaram yagat tapasam sarva lokam aishwaram suniram sarva dehinam gyatvam am shantim richchati. So ultimately everyone wants peace. So but how we can get peace, that we have to know from the Vedic literatures of Bhagavad Gita. By understanding that Krishna, Bhaktaram yagat tapasam sarva lokam aishwaram, that he's the Maheshwar, he's the greatest controller and possessor of everything actually, of all the spiritual and material worlds. Everything belongs to Krishna. So therefore, Bhuktarang Yagatapasam, all that we do, all austerities or tapasya, or even, as he's saying also in 9th chapter, Yad Karoshi Yad Yashnasi Yad Karoshi Tad Asya Yad Tapasya Sikantya Madhpurushma Dharpanam. So that whatever you eat, whatever you do, and all austerities that you may do, so that should be done as an offering unto me. And then we should understand that Krishna is our best friend. And he's always there to help us. And he's not only a friend, but he's taking care just like a father and mother. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pitta, Krishna Pranadana. So he's the actual maintainer of all the living entities. And he's really taking care of us. But we simply have to take shelter of him. And then we can be peaceful. So one who is not realizing that and is thinking I'm rich or who can equal me, he cannot be peaceful. Because he's not understanding the point that everything belongs to Krishna. So just like the Brijbasis, so they all worship Krishna. So since Krishna's time and they all preparing the things for Krishna. Just like in Braj Leela 5,000 years ago, so Krishna is known. Braje prasidam navaneta choram kupangananam chadukula choram aneka janma ajita papa choram choraga gannam purusham namami. He has the greatest thief. So his navaneta choram is stealing butter from the gopis' houses. And then he's stealing, of course, the gopis' cloth also. And he's so merciful, if you take shelter of him, that he's taking away all the impurities in our heart. If we pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, I have so many difficulties and so many impurities are there in my heart, please, you take them away. So then he will take them away. And then if we serve Krishna nicely, then he will steal our heart. So even it is mentioning it of that we know also that he's stealing the heart of Srimati Radharani. And in this way, so if we take shelter of Krishna, so then we can be peaceful. And so all the gopis, so they are doing everything for Krishna's pleasure. So they're making butter in all their houses and they actually want that Krishna comes to their houses and steals the butter. So therefore Krishna is going and stealing the butter because they want. They're not telling openly, please Krishna come. They're not telling anybody. But in their heart they want that Krishna should come to my house and steal the butter. And Krishna knows everything. Therefore he's going there and he's stealing the butter. That is the Lila Vichara according to the pastimes is a thief, he's the biggest thief. But from the other point of view, Tattva Vichara, from the platform of the understanding of the absolute truth, that everything belongs to Krishna. So then Krishna is not stealing also. He's not stealing because everything belongs to him. And even now you go to any Brijbasi here. So you go to the houses and you may say, oh, you have a nice house. They say, no, it's not my house, it's Krishna's house. And they have deities in their house. And they offer to Krishna. And even consider everything belongs to Krishna. The house, everything. And everything is meant for his service. But one who does not have this consciousness, so his vision is actually, or his consciousness is twisted. It is not correct. That is not a correct consciousness. So correct consciousness is that in the terms of Krishna, everything belongs to him. And so then, so therefore, we have to offer everything to him. And Krishna is so kind and is accepting our offering. Just like those who are worshipping Ganga Devi or Yamuna Devi. They will go to the holy river. They will go inside the water up to the waist. They will take some water in their hands and they will do Jalanjali. So they will offer this with their both hands, the water, to Yamuna Devi or to Ganga Devi. And then they will say, Om Yamunayai Swaha or Namaha. I'm offering this to you. But so the water belongs to Yamuna Devi. But still, she's pleased when the devotee is taking that water and offering to her. Similarly, whatever wealth we have, that belongs to Krishna. And then when we engage that in Krishna service, we offer that to Krishna. Although it doesn't belong to us, it belongs to Krishna anyway. But if you're recognizing that it belongs to Krishna, then he will be satisfied. And then when Krishna is satisfied, then we'll be satisfied too. And so of course Krishna is Atmaram, Aptakam. He doesn't need to have anybody actually to be satisfied. He's always satisfied. Atmaram. In the self, that is Krishna's nature, Satchinananda Swarup, Paramanand, is the source of all pleasure. But at the same time then, he has so many eternal servants or associates, and when they are serving him, that is increasing his pleasure. And then when Krishna is satisfied, then the devotee will be satisfied too. So therefore, the intelligent persons, they will serve Krishna. So taking full shelter of Krishna, that is not so easy in the beginning stage as sadhakas. So because the consciousness is not pure, so therefore the humility cannot be completely ripe, the faith cannot be very strong, and even the taking shelter of surrender cannot be perfect. It is conditional, it is partial. But at least we should recognize the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and that we are the eternal servant of Krishna, and try our best to engage everything in Krishna's seva, in Krishna's service. Whatever we may have to, of course we have to, if we are householders, we have to take care of the family that is required, but then we have to serve Krishna also. Engage our wealth, our energy in Krishna seva, in Krishna service. And then especially the consciousness and the words. So they are there to be giving pleasure to Krishna, to glorify Krishna. So in the consciousness we should always be thinking that I have to serve Krishna and be turned servant of Krishna. In Navarvida Bhakti, the process of devotional service, ninefold process explained by Prahlada Maharaj in the seventh canto, there is explaining that Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. And Srila Prabhupada has explained the purport very nicely about the importance of hearing and chanting, and these are actually the most important limbs of devotional service, hearing and chanting about Krishna, the Supreme Lord, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is no different from Radha and Krishna, who has established the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. So that is the main activity. But then, Pada Sevanam, we have to serve the Lord. Archanam, we have to serve the deities in the temple. That is for our benefit. So we may realize that, for example, when we do Kirtanam, chanting the holy names, that Krishna and Krishna Nam are no different. By serving the deities, then we can realize that Krishna and Krishna Nam are no different. Without serving the deities, it is very difficult to realize that Krishna and Krishna Nam are no different. But by serving the Lord in the temple, so then the Lord is satisfied. And then there's a reciprocation. And then we can realize Krishna, Krishna Nam, they are non-different. Nama Chintama Krishna Chandantanya Rasa Vigraha Purnasharana Mukta Avinatvam Nama Naminaha. And then we can progress more and more on the path of pure devotional service, the path of perfection. So Dasyam there, Prabhupada has explained in the purport to this verse by Prahlada Maharaj, that the devotee should engage in these different forms of devotional service, not only serving the deities, but even cleaning the temple and cooking, or even if one has a business as a householder. So we should always do whatever we do with this mood that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. So that is Sambandhagyan. Krishna is the Lord and I am the eternal servant of Krishna. And I am meant to serve Him to the best of my ability by consciously trying to think of Krishna or chanting His holy names. And then engaging all the senses as much as possible in Krishna's service. So then we can come to the higher platform of Sakyam, realizing that Krishna is our best friend. And then there's more reciprocation. And then the love for Krishna becomes more mature and spontaneous. So Prabhupada is explained in the third canto, in one purport and fourth canto, that up to Dasyam, that is Vaidhi Bhakti. But when one comes to the platform of Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, that is then the spontaneous platform, Ragmar. When the devotee, due to following the process properly, that is coming to the transcendental platform, and then is able to spontaneously serve Krishna and realize that actually Krishna is my best friend. And then is able to fully surrender to Krishna, Atmanivedanam, with the consciousness and then with the body and with the words. And everything is engaged in Krishna Seva. So, and that is of course Abhideya, the platform when we try our best to be fully engaged in devotional service. And in the highest stages, when the practical realization is there, not just theoretical, but practically realizing one's existence completely apart from the gross and subtle body, a spirit soul having an eternal relationship with Krishna. So but in order to come to that platform, we have to strictly follow the rules and regulations and try to do everything with love and devotion. And pray to the Lord, pray to the spiritual master, to the Vaishnavas, so that we may be able to transcend our conditioned nature of this material body and material consciousness of the three modes of material nature, especially the mode of passion and ignorance. And we have to try to be situated in the mode of goodness, sattva guna. And then it is possible to come to the transcendental platform of Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness, or Shuddha Sattva. So, but in the Kali Yuga it is not different, not so easy, as Prabhupada has explained here also in the purport, and it is mentioned actually in the scriptures. Kaulav Shudra Sambhava, that in the age of Kali, so by birth everyone is a Shudra, because first of all the nowadays, even in Bharatvarsha in India, so the common people, they may have some knowledge of that we should perform the purificatory rites, the sanskars, but they are doing it simply as a formality, with not knowing the purpose of the activity. And so therefore, there's not much purification. But the sanskars, as explained by our acharyas also, especially Gopabhadra Goswami in Satkriya Saradipika, so they're meant to elevate those who are participating, those who are performing, to the transcendental platform by worshipping whenever there is an activity, purificatory rite, like marriage ceremony or giving a name to a child giving the first grains to a child. And whenever the ceremonies are performed, so first of all, the spiritual master and the Ishtadev, the Lord, is worshipped. And then there should be some discussion on the process of devotional service, or some Krishna Katha or Hari Katha should be there. And then the Yajna will be there, and then in this way, the activity will be complete. And this is especially important because nowadays the common man is not knowing of the importance of spiritual life or even the different purificatory rites. So therefore there's a need of explaining. And so then there's a need of trying to, therefore even in this chapter of this Srimad Bhagavatam, so here also in this verse, so that is then even for the devotees who may sometimes become weak and not be able to be strong in their devotional practices. So especially then for householders, if they're working, living in the big cities like Delhi or even in the West, and when there's maybe not so much association, then it becomes sometimes difficult. And one might then forget the actual purpose of life, or even one may be knowing, but one may not be able to dedicate himself properly. So therefore there's a need to remind the conditioned soul. So therefore these verses are given. And you can see that many times, so even the devotees are not able to follow, and then they again take to materialistic activities, but we have to try to be strong and be in the association of those who are fixed, and it is possible to advance. And so we read these verses, and then also so that we can explain, especially here in India, to those who have some knowledge but who are not able to follow completely, so that we may explain to them in a nice way, of course. But we have to be always more positive. So it is a kind of warning here, so we should be always more positive in trying to encourage the people, and not just say that if you have a lot of money and if you're not serving Krishna, you go to hell. So people, they will not be very much than enthusiastic also to hear more. So we have to use our intelligence and try to make friendship with as far as possible, even with those we are dealing with, and try to slowly but surely tell them about the process of devotional service, and encourage them to at least a little bit engage in the service of the Lord. And then we may explain about if one is not able to do that, then if one is simply thinking of aham mameti, I and mine, that I'm so rich and who can equal me, that what is then the result if one is still keeping this consciousness? And then one will have to go to hell. So it is mentioned here. But of course we should understand, if one is following the regulative principles and serving Krishna, so then he will not go to hell. But those who are not worshipping or simply saying, yes, I know Krishna is God, I know I'm the servant of God, but if they're not practically serving, then they, so especially if they meet, sometimes even in India you find people, they say, yes, I believe in God, but then they're eating meat. Which is actually sinful, and it is explained here. Papa Purusham, Papa Purush. So the persons who are sinful, so they will go to hell. So but an ordinary person is there, if he has some faith in the Lord, but if he's at least vegetarian, then he will not go to hell. But if one is a so-called religious person and saying, yes, I believe in God, but if he's eating meat and he has so much wealth and not engaging in Krishna service, then he may go to hell. So therefore these verses are explained here. So as devotees, so we are very fortunate by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, so he has given us a process, and so we are saved from going to hell. If we would not have come to Srila Prabhupada or the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, or any Sampradaya, there are four Sampradayas, those who worship Lakshmi Narayan, also Sitaram, so they are also protected, because they are acknowledging the Supreme Lord and they are serving, and they are following some religious principles, and they are avoiding especially eating meat, and then gambling and drinking and smoking. So these are activities which have to be given up completely, and then one is protected, and one will not go to hell, even if one is not able to fully surrender to Krishna, even if he is engaged to some extent, everyone is, then he will not go to hell. So then he will take birth again amongst the devotees. As Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita, he will take birth in a family of devotees, or in a family of or an aristocratic family, so that he may progress, or he may go to the heavenly planets also. But ultimately, so we want to of course enter into Krishna Lila or Gaur-lila, but for that we have to become pure, and we have to be able then to give up all sense gratification, gross or subtle, so which may take some time to become completely pure. So, but we have to be always enthusiastic, utsaha, nischadaryan, we should be fixed, and we have to be very patient also, because it takes time to become completely pure. But we endeavor to the best of our ability and try to make as much advancement as possible in this very life, and pray and hope that we may attain perfection in this life. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Everything very clear, right? Yes, okay. You have a question? No? Grantra Chimar Bhagavatam ki, Chila Prabhupada ki. So there's some Mahaprasad for the devotees. So the men this side and women this side.
Thank you. Thank you.